Accession number 31436, Mr. Fred Cutmore, Reel 4. Now, we're talking about time on the Whirlwind. So what other duties did you have? What about their guns? Were you?
I was a gun layer on the 4/7 aft.
Now, is that an anti-aircraft gun?
No.
Right.
One of the main armament.
Now, tell me what's your duties as a gun layer on a 4.7?
Same as I was on a pistol.
So you're...
You followed pointers from the director.
But did you have any duties about cleaning the gun and training the rest
of it? No, none of that. No, they had quarters armourers to do that.
So anything else about your time? What was the Whirlwind doing, or was it just in Rosyth?
No, she used to go out, you had each part of England, you had ships that was emergency ships.
Now, were they called emergency ships?
Yes, it was EMDs, they were called EMDs, Emergency Destroyer.
Now,
reason being was, you had fishery protection in them days, fishery protection vessels, actually for fishery protection. But if something got in difficulties on the East Coast, like anything up and down the East Coast, you went out, if you was EMD, to go and help them.
This is to help the fishery protection?
No, help any ship. It was EMD, Emergency Destroyer. It could be a merchant ship, it could be any ship.
Any ship that got in trouble?
Yeah, but you went out.
So what would you do? Do you remember, did you ever get called out, or was it just a...
Got called out a couple of times.
So what do you remember of being called out?
One was, I was towing an oak from... Oh, Jesus, I don't remember what it was.
They were towing a hulk, though?
Yeah, and it was heavy weather, and we went there, and when we got there, of course, this bleeding thing was miles high, and we was down here. So they pumped oil on the water, like to calm it. And we tried to get a tow on it, but it kept parting.
Had this, so that it had broken free, that the hulk had it?
Yeah, the tugs were trying to get it, but they couldn't get it. And that was one instance.
And did you manage it?
Yeah, we managed it in the end, but the tugs got hold of her. And they took wind tow. And then we left.
Anything about the other? A couple of times. Anything about the other time?
No. Not a lot.
So what else do you remember about the Whirlwind? Anything else about life on Earth?
Oh, aircraft went down once. What was that? I can't remember. Oh, for Lossiemouth it was, at Lossiemouth, and one of the aircraft had gone down and the pilot was in the sea and we went and picked him up.
You found him?
Yeah, we got him, we brought him back aboard in the whaler, but I think he was dead. He drowned, I think.
Anything else about their Whirlwind?
No, not really.
How long were you aboard her?
Oh, Jesus, don't know. When I left her, I went on a Belfast after that.
So when did you go on the Belfast? 1950, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you were probably on a 49 to 50 then?
Yeah, roughly.
Now, when did you... How come you left her?
I just got a draft kit.
I should have... Can you tell us about your home port? Because you've not mentioned. What was your home port?
My own port? Rosyth, right. What?
No. Home port.
Chatham.
Why Chatham?
Well, because it's the East Coast again. This is where I am, Dagenham. I got sent to Portsmouth. You always went... You went to Chatham, the nearest place. You had mostly Londoners in Chatham and around the East Coast.
So you'd go to Pembroke Barracks, as they call it?
Yeah, HMS Pembroke.
Yeah, at Chatham.
Yeah, Chatham.
So in between most postings, you'd go there, would you?
That's it. But you went back to the depot.
Now, before you went to the Belfast, hadn't you been on any gunnery courses?
No.
You've just been trained on ship?
Yeah, only on ships.
Not been to Whale Island? Or
no.
So what were you, what rank were you when you went on the Belfast?
AB.
You're an able seaman by now?
Able seaman. LR3.
LR meaning?
Layer rating. Third class.
So a gun layer. And what were your first impressions of the Belfast then? Where did you join
it? Well, we joined it from Chatham Depot. They marched us around there.
But what did you think of her?
Well, Will got alongside and he come out and gave us a speech, the skipper. And we all went aboard and next thing we knew, we sailed. We was on the way out the Far East.
So what did you think of her?
Well, we didn't get much chance to look at it when we was there, but when we got aboard, it was a different thing altogether. Oh, marvellous ship, one of the best ships I've ever served.
Now, why? What was good about her? I mean, because the Anson was bigger.
The officers, the captain, the POs, everybody.
Now, I thought you meant the ship, but you don't mean the ship. You mean the crew was better.
Yeah, the crew.
Now, what? So she was a happy ship. What made her a happy ship?
What made it? I think the skipper.
Now, do you remember his name?
Yeah. Sir Aubrey St. Clair Ford, Bart, DSO and Bar.
Sir Aubrey St. Clair Ford.
He was the first one, and the second one was Captain Duckworth.
Tell me about the first one first. What was good about him as a
skipper? He's a gentleman. He's a thorough gentleman. He would stop and ask you at top. When he'd come down aft and you were standing down there, you'd be standing there, you'd stand to attention and salute him as he walked past. And he'd turn round and he'd say to me, or you or anybody, he'd say, "Are you all right, lad?" "Yes, sir." "How's everything at home?" "I'm all right, sir. Thank you very much. Now, if you get into difficulty, see the padre in there, don't forget. Well done, lad, well done," and that's how he used to talk to you. And when we went into action stations when we was in Korea, he would have it on a blackboard and show you exactly what you was going to do.
Now, you joined her in when? 49 or 50?
Well, end of 49.
End of 49?
Yeah, to when we had Christmas in Hong Kong in 1950.
No, hang on. That's a year later then. End of 49 to Christmas 50 is a year.
No, end of 49, ain't it? Is it? What am I saying?
Christmas 49 is the end of 49.
Oh, Christmas end of 49.
Right, you had Christmas at the end of 49 in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Right, got you. So you joined her in 49 then? So.
Yeah. We was out there 2 years, I think it was.
49 to 51.
Yeah.
That I think's right. So that's what I would have thought as well.
Yeah.
Now, tell me
52 I came home. Came home in 1952.
So is this her second commission in the Korean War?
Pardon?
Is it her second commission? Had she just come in?
Yeah, she'd come in. She'd been out there. And she came in. And she came home. And they had a new crew put on. And we went out. Captain St. Clair Ford. I think it was 50.
I think it's 50, 51.
50, it was 50.
Right, so it's not 40, yeah. So we're back on track, I think. Now, tell me about, so which mess were you in?
32 mess.
Now, what was 32 mess like? Can you describe
good
it?
Good mess.
It might still be there, but it might not as well. So.
It is.
So what was it like then?
Well, you had all breakwaters up then and everything. It was like for a wartime period. I never slung my hammock on there. I always slept under the table on a camp bed. You didn't have hammocks. Well, you had hammocks, but you couldn't sleep down there. We'd slept in the black hole.
Why couldn't you sleep down there? Too hot?
Pum?
Why couldn't you sleep down there?
Well, you could sleep down there, like, but all the blokes, when they slung hammocks, there were so many in there.
It was overcrowded.
It was overcrowded. So I had a Kempid, one of them little Kempids with a canvas on, and them little iron legs what you fitted up. I slept under the table, George Robinson slept on top of the table. So you unfolded, you haven't, I mean, you had a wartime compliment on there.
So it's very crowded. What was the food like?
Good.
Which messing system was that then?
No, so, it was all ordinary messing.
Like general messing?
Yeah, general messing, cruiser. You get good grub on there.
So no problem about with the food.
Nah.
And what was your job on her? On as you know, what are you settling into? You
I was a quarter deckman. We was all in that mess there was quarter deckman.
Now what is a quarter deckman?
Well, we looked after the quarter deck, kept it clean, polished, because she had wooden decks, and the gun decks was wooden.
So would you polish it just the same? How did you polish them?
Well, when you polished them, you didn't polish them up in Korea. It was all greased over.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, you couldn't have nothing shiny. So everything, even the deck, the deck had all lime on it. It was thick coat of lime on it. When you went on patrol.
So you wouldn't wash the deck then?
No.
So what would you do as quarter deck party then?
Not a lot, nothing.
Right, we'll talk.
So keep warm.
So what we'll talk about when you get out there. But when you first joined the ship, so what job were you given? You were a gunnery rating, weren't you? So what were you given?
In the turret, I was wire turret trainer.
So trainer this time, not layer.
No, I was a trainer in the turret.
So that's doing it from side to side. Which turret was it?
Wire turret.
And that's a which? It's a twin or a triple? Is it triple or twin?
No, it's triple guns.
Triple what?
6-inch.
Now, what was that like then? What was it like in the turret? Because we can go in the turret now, but tell me what it was like in there.
I think 7 men to each gun, so that's 21. There's 3 of us in the front. There's me, Sharky, and little Snoz, so that's 3 in there. You had the communication number and the GR at the back. The 2 ammunition loaders, there's about 27 men to each gun, roughly.
Gun or turret?
Gun.
So there's 60 in the turret?
No, there's 27 men in the turret. There's so many to each gun.
9 to each gun?
Yeah. You had 2 rammers. You had the layer, ammunition worker, the breech worker. Oh, I can't remember it now.
Did you do much practice? Did you practice on your way out?
All the time.
How did you practice? What sort of practice?
Well, I didn't practice. I was a turret trainer, like the blokes at the back of the gunhouse used to. They used to train.
Cuts and gun drill.
Yeah, gun drill. But I mean, I was just a turret trainer, so like I was doing the same job as I was doing on a pistol and a whirlwind, like kind of thing. So I knew my job, and I sat here, and then the gun layer used to sit here, and he had the sight setter set down below. And the sight setter down below there.
So what did the sight setter do? What, set the sights, but how?
If you went to quarters firing, that was a turret on its own, he used his knobs and bits and things in there. The range and, the section, that's what he was, the sight setter.
So where would he get that from?
From the TS down below.
Transmitting station?
Yeah.
And how did all that work? I mean, did you know what went on in the transmitting
station?
No. So that was something you didn't know?
No, I didn't.
And what about the loading, the working, you know, the the magazines and the working areas?
Oh, down below? What,
did you know how all that worked?
No. You, the blokes used to cuss me down in the shell room, or the ammunition, the cordite room. They used to put it in an oyster shell, and then it used to come up from down below. They used to put the shells in the oyster. You had big racks down there of shells. And they used to put them in the oyster, and it used to just come up the oyster, and you had one bloke used to tip the shell into the tray, and it used to slide down and put it in a breech, and two blokes used to ram it up.
Now, what about flash precautions? Were you all wear a flash?
Yeah, gear? All wore flash gear.
Well, tell us about, what was flash gear?
You had a white helmet, like a balaclava helmet, covered just under your eyes showing. A big long pair of gloves.
How high?
Oh, right up your arm.
You're showing me right up to you. Right,
yeah,
up to the top.
Yeah.
Anything else, or was that just that?
No, that was it. A pair of overalls.
And what about precautions? What were you aware of the precautions?
What do you mean precautions?
Well, precautions against flash, against fire, against.
Oh well, You already knew what that was. If you got a flash, you knew about it, you did.
So how did you try and avoid it?
Well, you didn't get one. You didn't get a flash. If you got a flashback, the turret's gone.
But what I mean is, they were meant to have a load of flash precautions from the magazine up to the turret. And all
oh,
sorts.
Up there, then. They used to have what they call a miller's flap.
What's that?
Well, one lift that used to lift up, one used to come down like that, and it shut on it. Oh, I got what you mean now. They were called a miller's flap. That was a cordite room, not a shell room, and a cordite room. The flaps used to be overlagging like that. When the cordite used to come up, it used to lift. Called dot, and then they fall down and flap over one another. It was called a miller's flap.
Any other precautions?
That was about all.
Were you allowed to smoke in the turret? I would imagine
no,
not.
But you did.
No one stopped you?
No. Most of the times you just went outside and had a burn. When you were stood down. Could use the action station sometimes for 2 or 3 days.
I'll come to when we're in action a bit. There. So what was it? What when did you actually fire the guns on the way out there as practice, or were you
oh
just,
yeah,
or were you just doing the drill?
No, just practicing.
So you didn't fire?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you fired ammo.
And what was the noise like? What was it like in the turret when they were firing?
Bloody deafening. Deafening.
And still nothing off your ears.
No. The fault of them, they used to push you back, they ain't like them, they caught the fault of that used to hit you in the chest, that did. When them three used to go off, woo.
Now tell me about the trip out then, the journey out.
Well, where did we go? First boat, went to Gibraltar, then we left Gibraltar, and we went to Malta.
Now this is your first time really overseas, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been to Hamburg before that, on a whirlwind.
And then, Mar, we've got, we can't remember everything. What did you think of Gibraltar and, you know?
Like everything else, I suppose. Once you've seen it.
Did you go ashore?
Yeah.
What do you remember of your trips? Don't play the mic.
It was a typical Matlow's paradise.
What, so, Gibraltar or Malta? Which?
both of them.
So what was so good about them?
Well, you had the Trocadero, the Squeezo, what do they call it? Matt and those nicknames. And
what were these places like?
Well, they had all the old, you know, they had some, all the old tarts in there. I can't go into it.
No. I don't want you to know what you're doing, but just what it was like, you know.
Yeah.
There's a room as a What, drinking and the rest of it?
In them days it was. I'm not talking about now, but in them days it was. Malta was the same, didn't it? Wasn't it down a gut?
So what was a gut like?
Matlow's Paradise.
And would you get legless or just have a few beers? Would you get legless or just a few beers?
Oh, you get legless down a gut. And then you got a kip in there, you got a kip down a gut and all. You get a cup of tea in the morning and a bed. That was cheap though.
So where from Malta then?
Malta, Portshead.
Portshead, yeah. What was that like?
I didn't go sure there. You weren't there long enough in Portshead. We went straight through in the Suez Canal. We had to wait for the convoy to queue up. Because in them days, you had to gear up one side and one side the other. And we went straight through. Went straight through, come out, and we went down into Aden.
What was Aden like?
Oh, terrible place.
Why? Everyone says that.
Poor Jesus.
What was wrong with it?
Oh, terrible.
But what?
Well, I was nothing there. I didn't think it was. Load of old back shanties and brothels and nothing. They had a few bars, but. It was more. I mean, all them Arabs, they used to take you on left, right, and centre. But you knew the drill, so you didn't bother.
What about, was it because it was so much hotter at Aden that you didn't like it? Oh.
Yeah, but we wasn't there long again. We were only there one night, I think, and we left there and we went straight across to Singapore. Then we were 7 days at sea while we got to Singapore.
What was that like?
Oh, Trent and I was different. Red hot. Beautiful place, Singapore was.
What do you like about it?
Oh, everything. It was a nice place, Singapore. We had a club there. We used to call it the Shackles Club. I don't know what it was called really, but we used to call it the Shackles Club. It was right opposite that big hotel there, the
Raffles
Hotel. You weren't allowed in there, it was only officers. But we went in the Shackles Club.
And what was the Shackles Club like?
Oh, good. You used to get a steak sarnie in there and beer. But you got extra money when you went to Singapore, because it was 2 and 9 pence for a dollar in them days. So we all got paid a bit extra for being in Singapore to help you lot, because a dollar was 2 and 9, and our money was, oh, you used to get £5 a fortnight. So you used to get paid extra. Then when we went down there, new barrels put in down in Singapore, well, we was down there for about 6 or 7 weeks.
Now that's later. Is that after you'd been?
Yeah, in Korea.
Yeah. So what's the next stage from Singapore, the first, you know, when you're on your way out?
Oh, we went from Singapore to Hong Kong.
And what was that like?
Oh, terrific, Hong Kong.
Now, a lot of people seem to like that. What was so good about Hong Kong?
Well, it was, it was a Macdo's paradise. The China Fleet Club was the most marvellous club there was. And the whole of, I don't know, I've been to a few places in my life, but the China Fleet Club.
So tell me about it. Describe it. What was it like, China Fleet Club?
Well, first and foremost, you could get any sort of meal in there. You could get. We had the biggest menu. I don't know. They had jug there, roast beef, Yorkshire pudding, had all sorts in there. You get steak, you could get anything. I don't know, Dad. It was the biggest menu in there in the Far East, I think. In the Fleet Club. The China Fleet Club was well known.
And what about the bar? Was there a bar? What was the bar like?
Oh, cracking. You had two bars or three bars in there, I think. You had a PO's and two PO's bar, and you had a ratings bar. But you used to get soldiers in there and that, like an Air Force bloke, because they didn't have nothing, but we did, like, because we had the Charm Free Club, so they used to come in with us.
Was that at Kowloon or on the island?
No, that's Kowloon was the other side.
Yeah, so this is on the actual
this
island.
This is Hong Kong Island, where the Fleet Club is. Kowloon on the other side was...
That's where most of the army were, I think.
And the Air Force.
So where from Hong Kong then?
From?
Where next?
Well, we went to Korea.
You not go to Japan first?
No, yeah, we went to Japan first. In Sasebo. Yeah, well, they called it Sasebo. I think the Japs, they called it Sasebo, it was, but we used to call it Sasebo.
Now, what was that? Was that the American base?
American.
Was that your base?
That was our base all the time we was out there.
Now, what was Sasebo like?
Cool, it was old wooden hats and everything, full of brothels and back shanties and Christ knows what it was.
Was it a big town or just a...
No, it was big, but it wasn't big, if you know what I mean. It was all wooden shacks and everything, like...
And what about the harbour? Was it full of ships? What was happening there?
Oh, Christ, yeah, it was Yanks and... More Yanks than us, because the Yanks had a massive fleet out there.
Now, you knew you were going into action. Were you nervous at all? At all?
I think we all bleak was. Well, I mean, you've never been in action before. You don't know what you're coming up against.
Did you worry about it, or was it... How bad was it?
It didn't worry me. It was just a thought of what was going to happen, and I thought... I'll be quite honest with you, when it first started, it's like I try to explain to people, you're frightened out of your life when you go to action stations and you've got a fire. And once I started firing, I was right away. It all went away from me.
You weren't nervous anymore?
No.